Lesson 4. Collecting audio, video, and picture evidence. Using audio and visual tools during the collection process allows you to repackage information with greater ease and in a more engaging fashion. Here are 4 preliminary questions to get started. 1. What problem are you addressing? Pick an issue and stick with it. This will give your audio or video project clear focus. 2. What is your objective? Define the central goal of your video or audio recording. 3. Who's your target audience? Think about who you are trying to reach and their interests. 4. What is your angle? Every issue can be seen from multiple angles. Pick one and stay focused. Think about which angles would resonate most with your target audience. If you're going to collect evidence using audio or visual tools, plan ahead by taking a few simple steps. Completing the following steps in advance will greatly improve the quality of your finished product. What steps should you take in advance when recording video clips? While you probably know how to use a video camera, you might not know some of the best practices journalists use to produce quality video recordings. Following 5 simple guidelines can mean the difference between an amateur video and a professional quality recording. 1. Record the date and time. Include the date and time on the video itself. State the date and time while you're discussing your topic. Film a newspaper, watch, or mobile phone that explains the when to your audience. Keep track of your shots with specific time and location to help you to easily save and edit your media. 2. Record the location. Film a landmark or street sign. Explain where you're filming through narration. 3. Establish context. Narrate essential information. Make sure to explain your issue and angle. And 4. Record the details. Capture relevant details from a scene that explains what is happening, who is present, and etc. Narrate your video to explain context and add noteworthy facts. Capturing people's faces can be a positive addition to a video, but can place subjects in danger. Make sure your video recording will not undermine the safety of these individuals. 5. Film with intention. Try to keep the video steady. Use slow camera movement to allow your audience time to understand a given scene and to make sure you don't make your audience dizzy. Get as close as possible to the scene while maintaining your safety. Record each scene for at least 10 seconds for editing purposes. How can you record video clips using mobile phones? While video cameras provide the most high-quality footage, sometimes it is safer or more feasible to film with your mobile phone. If that's the case for you, then here are a few tips to make the most of your mobile filming experience. For basic techniques, know your device. Try filming ahead of time to practice. Keep your hands steady and pan slowly. Focus on filming. For settings, choose the highest quality setting your phone can handle. Each phone is different, so practice with it to determine how you can maximize your quality and ensure the phone has the needed memory capacity to capture an event. Set your settings to save your media clip to a memory card and not to your phone. Buy a large memory card. For content, film short videos. Focus on key actors and events. As best you can, capture the who, what, where, when, and why. If it is safe, get close. Your image and audio will be better. Conduct interviews with witnesses to get context of what is happening. Record yourself in the moment describing what happened and as many details as possible from where you are at. Include the date and time as well as what you're feeling. What steps should you take in advance when recording audio clips? If your target audience listens to the radio, consider developing audio recordings or clips instead of or in addition to video recordings. In deciding whether to record using video or audio, consider the type of information you are collecting. Is it fit for an audio project? Are there sounds that evoke the situation you are trying to convey? Here are 5 tips for recording quality audio clips. 1. use an external microphone if possible and move closer to the source when needed. 2. Choose a quiet place to record interviews. Ideal places include small interior spaces with curtains and few windows. Avoid places where traffic and other urban sounds might disrupt your recording. To avoid sound waves, do not stand near walls or glass when recording audio clips. 3. When interviewing someone, place the microphone at a diagonal angle near the person's mouth. To avoid popping noises, do not place the recorder directly in front of their mouth. 4. Always check the recording device several times to make sure your settings have not changed. And 5. Record ambient sound to use later when editing. You want to make sure people hear what you hear. Close your eyes. What do you think about when you hear what you have recorded? Note: spend most of your time preparing. Once you're recording, it might be too late to make changes. How can you use photographs to tell a story? Photographs can engage and stimulate people in a way that words cannot. Pictures allow us to visualize what it would be like to witness an event. In essence, they bring us closer to the story. They can serve to humanize issues. When we see images of people suffering, experiencing joy, or being annoyed, we often place ourselves in their shoes. This allows us to empathize with the subject. When collecting photographic evidence about an event, imagine that you're gathering pieces of a story. Look back at the questions you answered in the planning ahead section. What story do you want to tell? What do you want to draw attention to with these photographs? What is your angle on the story? The type of photographs will depend on the topic you have chosen. Will you tell your story through photographs of an event, a location, crowds of people, individual portraits highlighting emotional expressions, or pictures of actions or movement? Each story can be told multiple ways with different types of photographs. Decide which works best for your topic and angle and remember your goals. Remember, by the time you've organized your photos, they should tell the story from start to finish. Use short captions to help you achieve your goal. Now that you have learned the basics of how to use video, audio, and photo to capture information about your chosen topic, let us go over some safety tips. It is very important to think ahead to ensure the safety of those who are filming, recording, or photographing. Each time you decide to collect information using these methods, it is essential to develop a safety and security plan. This plan should outline a step-by-step process for how you will collect this information, an assessment of possible risks to you and to your subjects, and a plan for how you will react to each of these risks. Is protecting the identity of your subjects during interviews important? Often people you interview may not want their names or faces publicized. The information they're revealing may be sensitive, and publicizing their identity may put them in danger. If this is the case with an individual you're interviewing, there are many ways you can conceal your subject's identity, including filming the subject's hands instead of his or her face when they speak. Make sure not to film any identifiable marks such as tattoos or scars. Having the subject wrap his or her face in a scarf. Adjusting the focus of your lens to obscure and blur the image. Showing an outline of the person, blacking out their features, and having the subject answer interview questions off camera or on a recorder. Someone else can read the transcript of their interview so that the subject's voice is not identifiable. If you're interviewing someone at their own home or if they do not want their location disclosed, make sure you do not capture any landmarks or other identifiable buildings that are traceable. Make a copy. After you record an audio or video clip or use a digital camera, remove the media card and give it to a friend for safekeeping or hide it in a safe place. Replace with an empty card. This way, if your device is confiscated, you will still have access to some of your information. Informed consent. Always explain how you plan to use the information you are collecting from your subjects. The interviewee should know if the footage will be shared and with whom. Make sure you get written or verbal consent before recording, filming, or photographing people.